Living Life as a Thank You by Nina Lesiewicz and Mary Beth Sammons. Narrated by Susan Boyce. Forward. I've received so many wonderful emails and notes from folks who have read on the news that my husband Bob is back in Iraq and Afghanistan 3 years after his injury in Balad from a roadside bomb. So many people have been so supportive of his desire to go back in honor of those who have served, who are serving, and who have returned from the wars injured or different. I've subconsciously waited for this day to come for almost 2 years now, once I realized Bob would recover enough to go back to the work he loves. I give thanks that he can pursue his dreams again. During the last 3 years, a lot has changed in our family. I'd like to believe that the personal tragedy has transformed in time to a testament of the resilience of the human spirit, our spirits, and the souls of the thousands of people who have come into our lives as blessing. For this I am grateful. I have decided to live life out of that place of gratitude. I won't live my life worrying that lightning will strike twice. I've already been reminded just how precious it is. As Bob often says to me, if I worry about safety or danger, you could step off the curb in Manhattan and get hit by a bus. And he is right. Life is unpredictable. It's impossible to script. In fact, it's perfectly imperfect. I have been honored to meet with so many individuals and families who are facing their own challenges that life has hurled at them. It makes me think twice about the blessings that have come into our lives. They include my children.